The question was asked, within the confines of the laws of Negiah, may one shake a woman's hand in a business setting? Before addressing this question, we have to know that within halacha, a person has a certain growth. A person begins, if a person's in the tshuva process, so he learns that there are certain things that are permitted, there are certain things that are prohibited. A person has to grow with moderation. If a person walks in and he's never learned any Torah and never kept any mitzvot, then the first day he walks in, if you tell him everything, it's going to be impossible for him to keep everything, and it's not fair to expect that of him. The halacha doesn't expect that of a person. When a person does giyul, when a person becomes Jewish, a person converts, so then the halacha says you teach him the general things first, and as he continues, after the giyur process, he continues learning. The bulk of a person's learning is after he finishes giyur, not before. What does that teach us? That the Torah doesn't expect a person to know all the Torah the first day he's responsible to perform all of the Torah. You might say, well, a ger should go to classes for 15 years, he'll learn all of the Torah, and learn all of the details, and learn everything, and then he'll become a ger. The halacha doesn't say that. The halacha says a person first learns the basics, and after a short period that he understands what we're talking about, if he still wants to join, then we'll accept him, and then he does his learning. So that teaches us this concept that the halacha accepts a certain breadth, width of growth, that a person isn't expected at the first moment to keep everything. And that's why sometimes even though certain questions have answers, the answers are not necessarily yet palatable to everyone. Eventually, yes, we'll have to learn all the halachot and perform them. But when are we ready for that? That's a question that every person, either he knows or his Rebbe knows. A person should have a Rebbe that he consults with, and slowly they grow. This is one of those questions which goes together with the question of, may I let my aunt hug and kiss me, or can I hug and kiss my aunt, or am I supposed to be shomer negiah with my cousin? There are a lot of questions which have pretty clear answers, but not everyone's yet holding where we can say those answers. So I would recommend that each person should ask a Rebbe who knows them and work out what's right for them at this stage of their life. That being said, ultimately every person has to keep the halacha. And ultimately, we have to learn the halacha. In general, the prohibition of negiah covers any touch that is a touch of affection. Most touch between people of opposite genders is going to be a touch of affection. Even a handshake, what are we doing? We're bonding, so to speak. We're touching when we meet. One second. If one is coming off a bus and there's an old lady whose cane just slipped out from under her and she's about to go sprawling onto the sidewalk, one is supposed to extend one's hand and hold her so she doesn't go sprawling onto the sidewalk. If there's an old lady that's crossing the street, so one, if one knows with confidence that there's nothing is going to happen to him, it's not going to cause him any thoughts or any doubts, then if there isn't any woman that could help her across the street, then one could be the one to help her across the street. I was once approached on a date by a blind girl who was making her way around very well, but she had to cross before they started constructing. Between Binyan Ha'umah and the Tachna Merkazit, there used to be this huge area where people could sit down, like a terrace. And she had to cross that terrace. Now that was very difficult. So she asked me to cross her the terrace. So I didn't know she was a girl. She had a very short hair. So if I would have known she was a girl, I would have let her hold on to my bag or something. She doesn't have to hold my hand in order to cross. But I didn't know she was a female. So I took her across. And afterwards, I said to her in male tense, can you make it from here? Because she said, okay, thank you. And I wasn't sure if she meant thank you, but let's continue, or thank you. So I asked, so she said, ani bat, I'm a girl. And yes, I can manage from here. So thank God I had the wits to say, I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on me. I had some excuse to say. But it taught me a lesson, because it happened to me again when a girl, that was obviously a girl, was blind and asked me to help her get somewhere. So, you, on the one hand, you'd say, well, you're not going to help a blind person. So you could say, wait, there are girls around. So first, I looked, there was a girl there, and I said, could you help her? And the girl said, no, I'm waiting for a bus, I can't. So okay, I tried that, I didn't have it. So I said, I explained to her, I said, I'm sorry, I'm a religious person, and let me just see if I can find the girl. I couldn't find the girl. So I said, do you mind holding onto the bag I'm holding? And that way I took her. And the fact that she's blind means I definitely want to help her. But the fact that she's a girl, I can't ignore that. I mean, and if a person says that when he's walking and guiding a 24-year-old girl, because she's blind, that's not going to affect him. A 20-year-old girl, 24, 18, doesn't matter. I don't think that's realistic. A normal person, when he's touching someone of the opposite gender, that affects him. And a person should be realistic, and there's nothing wrong with telling her, here, why don't you hold the bag? The dry halacha, but again, every person is going to have to consult with their Rebbe as to where they're holding and what they should do now. A person can't take everything the first day they're beginning. A person has to grow with time. When it comes to shaking hands, so we view shaking hands as something of affection. There were communities that were lenient with it. When the Bris Kerov came to the land of Israel, so when he went to the United States, so he went to his Rebbe and asked him, can you please tell me, can I be lenient with the concept of shaking a woman's hand? So his Rebbe said, ask me an easier question. You're about to go on the ship. So he said, what do you mean? What's an easier question? So he said, ask me about how you could be matir and naguna. To be matir and naguna is considered the most complicated halachi question. Yeah. In halacha, when a woman is married and we can't locate her husband, can we find leniency to free her of the marriage? Is there a way that you can... So that's considered the most weighty questions. Only the heads of the generation deal with those questions. So he said, ask me something about how to permit a naguna before you ask me to permit all the men in the United States to shake women's hands. But every person is going to have to see in their situation what they can figure out together with their rabbi. Again, I'm going back to the question we said in the beginning. We have to grow with moderation. Sometimes when a person, even though everything is Torah, but and eventually a person has to reach a point where he's keeping all of mitzvot. But very often when a person's starting out, a person tries to take everything and then it all collapses. That's not a good idea. We didn't gain anything by that. If a person is contending with eating kosher and he's contending with Shabbos and he's contending with all the new halachot, so then now's not the time to think about shaking a woman's hand. Once the other things become second nature and they're easy, then we'll start thinking about the other aspect of the halachot. It's good to be aware of where we're headed, because that way when we get there it won't be culture shock. That's why I frequently mention the concept that a couple, when they're married, are going to have 12 to 14 days when they're not permitted. Because otherwise, when people get married, if they've never heard it before, it's another new shock. Like one guy told me, it's like becoming Jewish all over again. Because suddenly I have all these halachot that I never knew about that are so complicated, it's like I'm starting from scratch. So I purposely make mention of it. And that's why I'm mentioning that eventually that is a place to be headed. But eventually. Right now, I think there are other things that a person should work on, and leave that for later. It's not yet something I would recommend the person work on. If a person can avoid the situation, that's the best thing. But I'm also not going into the leniencies, when and what leniencies. I think what we've said is enough. And when the time comes that a person finds it practical for him, that he's holding by dealing with this practically and keeping it, so then he'll consult with his rabbi what leniencies there are and aren't. But in general, the place where a person is supposed to be headed ultimately is that this is not what one is supposed to do. But I would not worry about that at this point. Not right now. So the question was asked, why is it that if you were going to meet a boss who was a male, then there'd be no problem, and yet if it's a female, suddenly there's a problem? So I'll ask you a question. When a woman walks into the room, every guy notices that a woman walked into the room. When a guy walks into the room, okay, a guy walked into the room. That's the way God created us. Us men are very charged, and very little things can turn us on. So if you're sitting for a meeting and you're supposed to meet the boss of a company for an interview, and suddenly she walks in and she's a woman, you're going to notice she's a woman. If you can say, I don't know if that's a man or a woman whose hand I just shook, or I don't know whose hand I'm about to shake, and I won't know after I've shaken it, then there's room to talk. The Gemara tells us there was an Amora who used to dance with the kala on his shoulders. So the student said, could we do that too? So he said, if when you hold her on your shoulder, there's no difference between holding her and holding a beam, you can say that about yourself, that's the way I am. He was on that level, but he knew that his students weren't. Meaning, you could have a person who's on a level where he says, there's no difference to me if I'm being interviewed by a man or a woman, or if I shook a man's hand or a woman's hand. I don't think anyone in our generation is on that level. I don't think so. I think we all notice it's a woman. So I once had a person in business tell me that, and I didn't want to argue with him. I was very young when he told me that. Maybe now I wouldn't argue with him either. So someone else was in the room, a woman, and she said to him the following question. She said, can you promise me, not even a very religious woman, like a regular modern Orthodox woman. And she asked him, she put him on the spot. She said, can you promise me that every time you go into a business meeting and shake a woman's hand, your hand does not linger slightly longer than when you shake a man's hand? That was her question to him. I think that we have to be realistic. Being male means that we notice that she is a female. If we do not notice and it makes no difference to us, then there's something to talk about. The second we're noticing, so that's the way we are. Again, you have to remember what I told him. We have to adopt mitzvot at the pace that we're going to live up to them. I understand that this is a difficult thing for most people, especially when we've been living our whole lives not this way. And that's why I'm not sure this is something we should contend with right now. Right now, so we'll know that at some point we have to get there. And every year, as we approach Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we'll think, am I holding there yet? Or are there other things that are more pressing I have to work on? Notice I did not say that about Yichud and Negiah. I said that about this. Yichud and Negiah are a different thing. But about this, if a person tells me, look, I'm not yet holding there, I would probably agree with him. That maybe a person has to work more on a few other things that come first. Specifically, shaking a woman's hand. I didn't say anything else.